Unemployment is always a matter of concern in South Africa, with, I think, just on 26 million, and statistics show us that, you know, the unemployment rate is massively dominated by the youth, and one doesn't know what to do, and the youth sit with their sort of hair, you know, hands in their hair, saying to themselves that, you know what, we need to sort of get out of this. We need to be guided out of this. We've now completed our studies, but we don't have that access to market. And clearly there is a problem here. The general feeling from the young people is that, employment opportunities are just not there, and usually due to lack of education or experience. And according to its website, the Confederation of Association in the private sector, also known as CAPES, which is an umbrella body formed in 2002, when the need for a unified voice in South Africa's staffing industry became apparent. And in a nutshell, CAPES advocates the employment and temporary employment services. And this morning we speak to the Chief Operating Officer at CAPES, Jonathan Goldberg, and he joins us. Jonathan, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning to you, listeners.
Jonathan, what is CAPES and what is the actual reason or background for the formation of this organization since 2002?
Just really to get decent stats about the penetration that the staffing industry really has in the employment market. And again, as you correctly pointed out, youth unemployment is a huge issue. And there has been a lot of barrage in South Africa around temporary employment services, recruitment agencies. And I think there's a need to regulate these employment agencies, because there have been a lot of stories, like there are in all sectors, of abuse around people being charged fees to get access to work. And that doesn't only happen in the private sector, it happens in the public sector too. So now some recruitment fee chain is taking a fee for access to that job. So it was formed in 2002, ready to get stats to regulate the industry, which is regulated in the Department of Labor, and then to do some decent research, which has been done, to see how much access these companies give actual workers, and specifically youth.
Yeah, and we still have the system of labor broking that's happening, in and around the country, and I don't know whether that is a plus factor for people, or whether it is a minus factor for people out in the employment sector. What have you found in terms of this situation?
There's, I think people have got to talk about research, and the research that's been done independently indicates that over the last 15 years, the temporary employment service is probably the biggest sector that's granted access to work. And there's been figures of huge absorption from temporary to permanent. Mm. And that's the big issue that we've researched specifically to say, well, clearly, any restrictions, and there have been restrictions on the sector since 2015, we think are overreach. The market says are overreach, and the stats indicate are overreach. In other words, the indication is that independent research, once again, and in South Africa, we just want to go on a motion. But the indications regulate that in 2015, those amendments were overreach. They are out of spec with international standard. And that created a blockage to a channel of youth unemployment, access to employment. So the stats do indicate that this provides a wonderful channel for a chance. And that's what youth are saying. We don't get this chance, and therefore we don't have experience. So more than the qualification, the big barrier to entry is qualification. And youth are saying, well, unless I get a chance to do a job, even an entry-level job, then I have got no experience on my CV, and therefore I'm not given the opportunity for the next job that comes along. And I think in South Africa, we're going to stop speaking about rubbish, and we've got to really get to reality.
Yes.
Saying, how do we clear the channels? And opposing government's got to say, what can we do urgently to clear the channels to creating employment? And in NEDLAC, it's quite interesting. In 2014, one of the things that was submitted to Parliament, first of all, wasn't these restrictions that come into effect that quickly. The proposal from the social partners with restrictions to temporary employment services, part-time employees came in, their extra protections came in after 6 months. Parliament and their own one went to 3 months. So again, no basis, no negotiation. Mm. I think that's what the Ramaphosa government's got to do, say, how do we create a quick entry to allow people the opportunity to tata my chance, as I say it, with a new employee, and allow that employee to gain some experience. And that needs to happen in the next couple of months. Otherwise, we're going to have, like in the first quarter, 230-odd thousand jobs lost in the first quarter. That's enough to wake everyone up and say, We have a crisis here. We need to do something now.
Yeah. Chatting this morning to the Chief Operating Officer at CAPES, and he joins us, Jonathan Goldberg. And we're talking employment and youth employment and actually getting the youth to get that chance. I think that is the big thing, that if you can just get a chance and work somewhere for a year or two, you then have something on your CV, because most job specs will tell you 3 years minimum experience, 5 years minimum experience. Now, where are the youth going to get this experience, and where they're going to gain this experience if there is no market for them to actually gain that experience? So, Jonathan, what are the basic requirements on an applicant's CV? Because, I mean, CAPES says it's always has employment opportunities available, and unfortunately, young people are not exploring this particular option with you guys.
I think there's a mismatch between what the market actually requires and what the educational facilities are producing. I think there's a great mismatch there, yeah. And again, I think the new administration is going to have to get very, very quickly in that. And there are some wonderful initiatives. For instance, there's the extension of the youth program in regard to incentive to employ youth. There's the, and which Cyril Ramaphosa pushed very, very strongly, was the YES program, which gives you very, very advantageous B points if you do employ youth. So there's a number of initiatives out there, but there's a mismatch between what the market's producing, both from a basic education perspective and to a higher education perspective, and that needs to be reached, and that needs to be resolved very, very quickly,
yeah.
And a solution reached. So I think from a business perspective, one of the problems we sit with in education, there hasn't been a huge reach out to private education facilities to say, how do you help public education facilities actually do a combination to make people ready for work? And for me, it's about readiness for work.
Yeah.
So we overemphasize qualifications, and we underemphasize the readiness for work and the basic skills that you need in the fourth industrial revolution, emotional intelligence, conflict management, that sometimes are more important than education themselves. And those skills are out there in the marketplace. We need to access those and give people who have a grade 10, a grade 11, a grade 12, a one-year qualification.
Yeah.
We need to give those people those readiness for work
for
skills.
For work, yes.
That's chatting, what the industry does well.
Jonathan, thanks very much for chatting to us this morning. We'll put up all the contact details for your organization. That's Jonathan Goldberg, the Chief Operating Officer at CAPES this morning, chatting to us about what they do and how they get people ready for work. That's the main thing there.